So this weekend marks the 200th episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's 10 seasons.
Oh my gosh.
And to celebrate, we're here with Sheree Whitfield.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I did not realize it's the 200th episode.
How insane is that?
That's insane.
That's huge. That's huge.
I know.
And
you were there for the beginning.
Right.
That's what makes it so great.
Right.
That I was able to, you know, I'm still here.
Right.
I love it. Started out, still here. Amazing. I mean, like, just 10 years period in reality TV is just great.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us, 2008, when it all started, how did you get involved in RHOA?
Okay, so I'm living my life. I knew Nene. Nene knew a girl named Carla. And you kind of see Carla a little bit in the first few episodes of the season one. So Carla was casted to be on the show. And she knew Nene liked to hang out with, you know, women with, you know, like a lot of athletes' wives or women with money. She asked Nene to give her my number to refer me because I had met Carla through Nene. And here I am.
Wow.
Yeah. I interviewed. They came out. They, you know, they interview you. You go through this whole screening process, and I'm here.
So kind of because of Nene, almost.
I wouldn't say. I would say that she definitely got Carla.
Yeah.
Said, I want to refer Sheree.
Right.
Well, she didn't have my direct contact. But yes, did Nene give her my contact or give them my information? Absolutely. But at the same time, we all have to remember that this is a process. Just because she gave my number or my
right.
name, I still had to be picked. I still had to go through the same process that everybody else, as well as she did as well.
I mean, 10 seasons later, you're back.
Yeah.
Still on, still amazing as ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Same, you know, season one. What do you guys think? What do you see a big difference between the beginning to now?
Yes. I mean, insanely different because, you know, we had recently rewatched season one together and it was like right off the bat, the drama there was, did Sheree leave Nene off the guest
right.
list? You know what I mean? And like that was such a gasp-worthy
moment.
And now the stakes are so much higher.
I know.
But it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, did you forget Nene's name on purpose?
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay.
No.
For the record.
It was not done on purpose, but it was done.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm in the basement. I'm having a good old time.
Right.
And it's funny because, you know, we don't see the things until we actually see it on TV. I never knew she was outside the house doing all that until I watched it on TV. But, yeah.
We were kind of thinking back to when Atlanta started. So Real Housewives of Orange County, of course, was already around, but
yes.
also New York,
New
right?
York was, yeah, I think New York had just started.
So
that
did
was their
you
first season.
Know at the time that, like, oh, I'm going to be part of Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Well, initially, no. So
yeah.
then when they pitched the show, they told us it was going to be about, you know, they were trying to make it about African American women in Atlanta that's doing, you know, living a great lifestyle and doing positive things. And I was like, okay. So then they said, well, I guess when they started pitching, Bravo was interested, and they said, we're thinking of putting it under the Real Housewives franchise. So at the time, I had not watched Orange County or New York.
Oh.
So I was like, let me check it out. So I watched Orange County, and I was like, okay, this is very positive, and they're doing, you know, fun things, and it's cool. Oh, boy. Little did I know. Yeah, but I'm happy I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fans are happy you did it. You gave us some of the most, like, iconic Bravo moments of all time. Like, who gonna check me, boo? Did you have any idea it was gonna become what that was?
No. Even this season, 10 seasons in, I get a call from someone at Nordstrom, and they wanted to carry Who Gonna Check Me, Boo t-shirts. And they're like, this is an iconic... what did they put it in a category with iconic staples, but they had, like, Michael Jackson and... I mean, all these huge names. And I'm like, who gonna check me, boo? Sitting there with Michael Jackson t-shirts and this and that. It's amazing. I never thought it would get that big. And I never thought, you know, just in that moment that, you know, it just kind of came out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It just was a real moment that just happened.
It was.
Can you remember your first day of shooting?
Honestly, I do not. Do you remember?
Oh, I...
I didn't know if you guys watched something. Or-
no, I mean, I definitely know. Watched. I mean, the first episode, I'm trying to think, it was definitely the party.
Right, I remember you planning the party at your house. That's what I remember.
That was the first
episode. I think it was in the very first episode. Ooh, you were like at a table.
Started.
I know. Yes.
I kicked it off.
Because yes. Lisa Rinna right now is watching the first season of Beverly Beth. Hills.
Okay.
She wasn't on it,
yeah.
but she's been live Instagramming it.
Oh.
You should do that.
Because
it's very fun to watch you rewatch something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of talked about a little bit about how stakes are so much higher now, but what else has changed from that season one, what Housewives is, to what it is now?
I would say we were so naive going in, and I think we were authentic because we didn't know what to expect, or we didn't know to do anything differently but be ourselves and live life as we're living it. I think a lot of the confrontations were kind of more surface. Now it's a lot deeper. We're on reality TV, and I feel like I try to do my best to portray who I am and even a lot of the things that I've gone through, and I don't feel like everybody's as authentic in their walk. How about that?
Who do you think's not as authentic as they could be?
I feel like people got things going on in their lives that, need to, if you're on a reality TV, you need to talk about it.
You didn't really answer our question, Sheree.
Okay.
That's fine. What I was going to say is being there from the beginning and having that experience of just being who you were and putting it all out there. New people coming in, 5 or 6 seasons in, it must be so different because I feel like they must have a totally different outlook on it all and what they can and cannot do and what they can and cannot share. Do you find that? Is there a bond between the older, original cast?
Well, it was. And this season it got pretty crazy. Like I said, the older cast, we didn't. If our beefs or our gripes or whatever our arguments, they were petty. We have some petty beefs today still. However, I think a lot of times a lot of people are hitting below the belt, and I don't think that we hit below the belt before. So just dealing with that and having to see these people, all the time, it can be a little much. Where you're forced to deal with these issues, but before we didn't have these serious issues of, some of the stuff that these girls talk about.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think has changed the most from season one to now?
From season one to now? I would definitely say Nene. Yeah.
Why do you say Nene?
I feel like she's not the same person that she was season one. Have you watched season one? I think she was, she was funny. She was loud. I mean, she's still loud. She's not as funny. I think it was more genuine. Now it's more of a forced trying to make you laugh. I feel like she definitely looked the most different. No, I can go on.
And we could listen.
Yeah.
Well, out of 200 episodes, I was telling Rachel my favorite episode just happened, which was the Elephant in the Room episode.
Out of 200, that's your favorite episode?
Yeah, definitely in the top 3.
Are you serious? Tell me why.
Okay, first of all, your lunch with Kim. Where just so much information came out, about candy,
ooh,
boxes.
Oh, Lord.
The cockroach video was discussed for the first time.
Mm-hmm. But then you actually go to the Elephant in the Room party, and that was just nuts. You broke that poor woman.
Who did?
The group, right. I feel like.
You know what? I think she was broken before we got in there. She had this horrible energy. She was just mean.
She was negative.
Yeah.
That and was, like she the wasn't finger right. thing. Yeah, like,
that was hilarious.
I just couldn't imagine being in the room on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Like, I did not blame Kim for laughing because I would have too.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. The lady had horrible energy. I don't know where she came from, but it was not good energy. And for her, she's supposed to be in there and be completely unbiased, but I don't feel like she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we're going to get to the cockroach video at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Team Kim or Team Nene?
Ooh, this is a tricky one. So, okay, first of all, when I the video comes out definitely later on in the season. Do I feel like Brielle should go to should have gone to Nene's house and recorded in the bathroom? No, I do not. I know that, you know, when we invite people into our homes, we want to be, you want to feel like we're safe, that, you know, that nothing's going to, you know, they're not going to be taking pictures or take videos that you'll use against someone later on down the line or use against us later on down the line. I think where Nene crossed the line is where she started, you know, calling Kim racist and associating her with the KKK and things like that, which is very damaging. So they were both in the wrong, and I don't know how they will recover from this.
Mm. Wow. I can't wait.
Didn't I tell you it's getting juicy?
Yes.
Well, speaking of Kim, one of my favorite moments of all time is when you and her say that you look like twins.
Oh, you really went way back.
Yeah. Do you still think you look like twins?
No. I don't remember those exact words. We said we look like twins.
Yes.
You have to show me the footage.
Oh, I wish we had it. I think she's like, I always tell people I'm the white charrette.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I think that I think we both have the same shaped face. So maybe
you
that's
do.
What it is. Yeah.
You guys, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When I was watching that episode, I was like, I mean, I don't not see it. So after season 3, did you continue to watch the show?
After season 4?
Oh, season 4, sorry.
No, I did not.
No.
No.
Was it too hard?
You know what? It was just like a weight lifted off my shoulder. So I just didn't focus on that. I focused on my family and, you know, resting and, you know, just good energy. And that just wasn't my focus at the time. But I would get phone calls every now and then and say, oh, my gosh, you have to watch this. Or, you know, you have to watch this part where, or somebody would send me a clip where, you know, the girls are fighting. And I did not miss that one bit.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I even was saying to her, like, you forget when you're watching the arguments that in person it must be so much harder to have it coming at you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So you have to deal with it.
I would just be crying the whole time.
And then you get social media.
Right.
To deal with. And then you have the reunion. You still have to deal with it. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Are you excited for this year's reunion?
Ooh, it's going to be so juicy. No, I'm not excited for it. No one's ever excited for the reunion.
Yeah.
When I tell you, it's like, you feel like you want to throw up and crap at the same time. It's like, I mean, your nerves are just crazy because this is when these girls, they really, really pull the claws out.
Well, Andrew Herman, who is the digital producer on your show, he went to last season's reunion and he was like, well, it was 8:00. So I started to wrap up because things were kind of quieting down. And then it was like, boom, like you can't leave because that's when just like everything happened.
Yeah. Yeah. You're rehashing everything from the season. So even though sometimes you may feel like you forgive somebody or you start talking to that person, then you got to rehash it. And it's just, it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people, like, hold things to use at the reunion?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It gets ugly. Mm. It gets really ugly.
Back to this season and kind of the conversation you had with Kim at the table.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talk on Twitter Sunday night, as I'm sure you know.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was, but I don't really, I'm not that social media savvy, so I'm not on there a lot, but.
Just basically, what Kim said about Candy, were you, you seemed shocked at the time. It's like one of my favorite moments from you when you put the cloth over your face.
I couldn't take it. It was like too much. I'm like, what? But I don't know. You know, that's something that, you know, I want Kim and Candy to deal with. That's between them two. I'm staying out of that. I am staying out of that.
Do you see them ever being able to be friends? Because like you
Kim
said,
and Candy?
Yeah.
I think so. Because at one time they were good friends.
Right.
They were really good friends at one time.
Yeah, as a fan, I'm always like, but remember, guys?
I know.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they can get past this.
Mm-hmm. I can't help but notice that you're wearing a necklace that says love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in love?
I am in love, and I love love. I'm a lover of love.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we get to meet your love interest.
Absolutely. I hope so, too.
Yay! I'm really excited.
Thank you so much, Sheree.
Thank you, guys.
This is great.
Yes. 200th episode.
I know.
Amazing. You should be so proud.
I am.
So amazing.
Yes.
Especially
That's
like
such
you
an
said.
Accomplishment.
Yes. So congrats. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Sheree, for coming in and talking all things Atlanta with us. And we hope you all at home watch the marathon leading up to the 200th episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I can't believe it's going to be 200 episodes.
Yeah. And remember, watch for no other reason. Please watch for the first ever Atlanta reunion.
Right.
Where Nene goes off on Kim.
Close your legs.
Well, let it out.
Close your legs to married men.
Close
your legs to married men.
Excuse
you heard
me?
It? Close your legs to married men.
Wow, Nene. Is he legally married? You are absolutely right.
You heard it.
Grow up, Nene.
Grow up!
This isn't about you. We're talking about Big Papa. Back your ass up and sit down.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
First week in January.
Nene. I'll see you outside.
F*** you.
F*** you too, bitch.
Your comments. You know what? I don't need your f***ing comments. Get your f*** out of my face.
You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You touch me, girl, I will wear that wig off your head.
It's going to be playing all day Sunday, so you can just sit back and enjoy and binge all day.
I got my girls with me, with the boys at the table getting tipsy.